This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You will be forgiven if, after you hear what I am about to tell you, you stop what you're doing, you look at your radio or your device of choice, and you say, wait, Portugal? Sadly, yes, Portugal. You remember the European debt crisis, right? Not dead yet, it seems. Worries over one Portuguese bank today very quickly became worries over Europe's broader financial health. Trading was suspended in one of Portugal's biggest banks, Banco Espírito Santo, after debt payments were missed, and we learned of some pre-existing concerns about its parent company. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
All it takes is one bank teetering to remind investors that Europe's troubled past is still very much a part of its present. Ken Hughes is with the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
Certainly, memories are still fresh about a very difficult situation in Europe. And all you have to do is get a couple people start to move and don't want to be left behind.
The European Central Bank is currently looking into the assets of its major financial institutions, like the stress tests we do here. So this triggered some worry about the results of those tests and whether the ECB would act if there were more problems like Banco Espírito Santo, says Robert Kahn with the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a wake-up call.
But it does remind us that European growth remains too slow. Their process of cleaning up their banks has a long way to go. And the policies the Europeans are doing are far from ideal from the U.S. perspective.
Because Europe is America's largest trading partner. Clay Lowry with Rock Creek Global Advisors says it's unlikely that today's scare will translate into tangible impacts in the U.S. But
if the European economy is not growing as well as, you know, one would hope, then that could harm the exports because people don't have as much money to buy things, companies don't have as much money to buy things, etc.
For the most part, the interdependency of American and European economies is a good thing, says Lowry. But in times of uncertainty, it can also make investors jumpy. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.